Good morning. Happy Easter, everybody. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes. I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. At this time in our service, we will sing a verse of O Lamb of God. I'll just speak those words. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in your precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. We pray. Almighty God, by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you conquered death and opened the gate to eternal life. Grant that we who have been raised from death of sin by your life-giving Spirit may worship you in sincerity and truth through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We turn to our message for today from Mark chapter 16. You know, on bright Arizona days, when the sun is just glaring in your eyes, what do? You take your hand and you just put it to your head. Just like that. With just your hand, you can block out the sun. The sun is 1,000 times larger than our earth. Yet all we have to do to block out that sun is to hold up our hand. It's obvious why. Our hand, though it is small, is close, while the sun, so vast and large, is so far away. On the first Easter, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome began their day with their hands up to their eyes. They were heading to a cemetery, and for these women, oh, it was a sad walk. Oh, they were together, yet they fell so alone. What had they blocked out? While Jesus was with them, he had promised them, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Jesus had promised them on the third day he would come forth from the grave. Oh yes, he had promised. But they had their hands up, shielding their eyes. They had forgotten. It was blocked out. When we go to cemeteries, what do we expect to find? Grave stones? Death? And guess what? Our expectations are always met. People die because of sin. Jesus died because of sin, but not his own, but because of sin. And that's why Easter Sunday starts in a cemetery. So as the women are walking with their eyes being covered, an angel changed all of that. And the angel changed that for us. As the angel saw them approaching, he could tell that they had been crying. That's what broken hearts do. I have no doubt, though, that the angel, as he saw them coming, with a smile on his face, a glint in his eyes, that angel spoke these words. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He is not here. And like those three women that Easter, the angel of the Lord opens our eyes as well. We read the first three verses of Mark 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" These women began their day on a cemetery visit. The purpose was to put the finishing touches on Jesus' body for burial. And you can tell the grief was getting the best of them, because it wasn't until they were on their way that it dawned on them that who would help us to roll the stone away? At this point in our service, the church will sing, "He's risen, he's risen, Christ Jesus the Lord." Our text goes on, though, in verse 4. When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Wow, already it's starting to get better, isn't it? In the old westerns, how did the bank robbers, the stagecoach robbers, the train robbers, how did they break open those safes that they were trying to steal? They did it by taking a couple of sticks of dynamite and just blowing it up. That's what the angel did on Easter Sunday with Jesus' tomb. He blew it open. The stone wasn't just rolled away. It was blown away. It was a miracle of God's grace. God blew the stone away. Not that Jesus could get out, but so that the women could go in. Verse 5, as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. They were afraid. We can't fault them. None of them had probably ever seen an angel before. They were on their way to anoint a dead body, and they see an angel. They are alarmed. And the first words out of the angel's mouth was, "Don't be afraid." A rather timely encouragement, isn't it? For all of us, I would say. How many times in your life haven't you said, "I sure did not see that coming"? Whatever it is that's going on right now in your life, you didn't see it coming. And we don't know when it'll end. And I'm sure it causes some fears in a lot of different areas in your life. Don't beat yourself up. God understands. And that's why he sends his angels into our lives. Who knows, maybe the same angel that appeared to those women on that Easter morning is the one that comes to you and says, "Don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed about your health. Don't be alarmed about your wealth. Don't be alarmed about your relationship. Don't be alarmed about not feeling in control. Above all, don't be alarmed about your future." Thankfully, Jesus holds our future. Our text reads, "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You're looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." The church choir is going to sing a song at this point, and afterwards we will get then to part 3. We had just left off by saying, don't be alarmed about your future. Before we look into the future, let's use our eyes to look into the past. Are there some things you don't like about your past? Are there some secrets that you have never shared with someone else? Are there some skeletons rattling around in your closet? I'm going to tell you, I have the ability to know your past, and I can tell each of you your past. And here it is. Your past is perfect. It's absolutely perfect. There isn't one thing you can't like. There is not one secret that you have to be afraid of. There is not one skeleton rolling around in your closet. It's because of Jesus and what Jesus did on Calvary's cross. He took it all and he said, it's finished. And soon as Jesus said it, God buried your past. And today, he assures you of your future. He's risen. He's not here. The Marys and Salome saw Jesus buried on Good Friday. To be blunt, Jesus was as dead as a doornail. That didn't change Friday night or all day Saturday. Nor did they assume it would change on Sunday morning. But then the angel says, he has risen. He is not here. You got to be kidding me. It's not like they were knocking on someone's door and the person isn't home. He is not here meant Jesus has risen from death. Because I live, you also will live is the promise that Jesus makes to us. And no, he's not kidding. That promise is as sure as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. It sure is the dirt under our feet. We live in peace and joy and hope right now, and we will live forever in heaven. But the angel also had more. The angel said, go tell his disciples and Peter. Go, he's going to Galilee, and he will meet them there. Did you ever beat yourself up? Maybe you made a mistake, a huge one, and it just knocked you flat in your back. And then someone came along and helped you out. No, not that they just extended a hand to lift you up. No. They did it with their words. A tender assurance. A kind compliment. A strong encouragement. And that's something you never forgot. That's what Jesus did for Peter. The last time Peter saw Jesus was when Jesus looked him right in the eye after Peter had denied knowing who he was, cursing and swearing that he didn't know. And that look that Jesus gave Peter was a look that hit him hard. The guilt that Peter had hurt. And now Jesus was dead. Peter never had a chance to say sorry or be a disciple. But then the angel says, go tell Peter. That was Jesus reaching out with love. That was Jesus reaching out with forgiveness. That was Jesus reaching out with grace. And my friends, Jesus is still reaching out. He's reaching out to you and to me. On this Easter morning, we're at the tomb. We're at the tomb with the women. Let's look inside. And what do you see? You see nothing. It's empty. Jesus isn't there. Jesus has risen. And our glorious Easter privilege is to share what those women shared, the gospel, the love of God. How much does God love us? You find your answer on the cross covered with blood. You find your answer in the early morning cemetery and an empty grave. You find your answer in a smiling Savior standing right here with you, promising, because I live, you also will live. Amen. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we pray. O risen Lord and Savior, we thank and praise you for laying down your life only to take it up again. You have conquered death and the devil on our behalf. Though the devil and this sinful world may still trouble us, You will not let them separate us from your love. Your resurrection gives us certainty and security over all evil, even our sinful nature. By your rising from the dead, you prove that our sins have been paid for. Forgive us for the many times we offend you, neglect you, and forget you. Let the power of your love fill our hearts and minds. Move us toward a renewed life of service to you and others. Just as you were raised from the dead and glorified in your body, raise us up from spiritual deadness and dullness that we may live out the new life you gave us at our baptisms. As we face daily troubles and endure constant hardships, may we learn to love you more and patiently trust your promises. Help us by what we say and do to share the good news of your resurrection with others. Today we celebrate your glorious rising from the dead. We watch with joy as you open the gates of everlasting life to us and all believers. As we approach each day of our pilgrimage here on earth, help us to be comforted by your resurrection triumph and lead us to keep our thoughts on happiness of life with you. Hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another, and serve the Lord with gladness. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God bless you. God bless your day. Happy Easter.